Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
We are back, navigating straight into the guest portion of today's two-hour live broadcast and our Chief Travel Leader conversation. Joining us in mere moments on the show hotline is John Padgett, Carnival Corporation Chief Experience and Innovation Officer and Princess Cruises President. But first, we're sponsored by Hilton.
Whether you're on the move for vacation or business, solo or with a group, with nearly 7,000 properties in over 120 countries, Hilton and their 18 world-class brands offer accommodations to meet your every need.
You know, we enjoy their all-inclusive resorts. Over 5,000 properties are pet-friendly, and we think the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program, well, it's the best out there. Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over its 100-year history. They're the hotel and resorts company that we recommend for your travels. So whether it's exploring a new city, relaxing on a beach, road tripping the nation, or conducting important business, well, Hilton's got you covered. Make your reservations today. Find a direct link to Hilton at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right. John Padgett is indeed holding for us on that show hotline to talk all things cruise. Let's get right into today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
John, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, now heard on 490 stations across the USA.
Wow, couldn't be more appreciative of being here. Looking forward to it.
Well, I really appreciate you giving us some time this morning. So, all right, listen, I want to start off this way. I saw a report this week that quoted a Carnival Corporation spokesperson. Frankly, it could have been our friend Roger Frizzell. I'm not sure. Anyway, this person suggested that historically, the popularity of cruises grows during times of rising inflation like we're seeing right now because of the inclusive nature of the experience and all that's offered. Are you seeing that? Any thoughts on that, John?
Well, I can tell you, I completely agree with that. Number one, in any time, cruising puts forth a better value proposition across any brand compared to almost any shore-based alternative. So I think from a cruise vacation alternative overall, there is no doubt that that is true. And I can certainly tell you with Princess Cruises, we are exceptionally focused on that, making sure we're maximizing the value to our guests. We have minimized our price changes, trying to keep things simple. The inflationary pressures are tremendous on every front, but we are working hard to mitigate that so we make sure we maximize the value for our consumer. So no doubt, I agree with that. Cruising is a great place to be in inflationary times.
So let's get into some specifics on that. And I'm going to piggyback off of what you said that I think a lot of listeners are perked up when you said it. Keep things simple for the guests. I love that. So you have a very big presence with Princess in Alaska, and you're quite well known for it. I did see something this week in terms of value for families, something about kids sailing free. So people can get all these details on the website. But if you can just touch on that for us and any other specific areas of great value that you'd like to chat about.
Well, it's interesting as it relates to Kids Sail Free in context of Princess being a leader or the leader in Alaska, which is, you know, that the cruise industry has typically marketed Alaska as a bucket list item. And I've never really understood that because that basically says don't come to Alaska until you're 55 or older.
Right.
And I think that that's something that families, it's just an incredible vacation for families. And we have so many options, both land and sea, incredible shore excursion, incredible experiences that we want families to see. But a prerequisite of that is most people start cruising in the world's largest market, which is the Caribbean. And so we were running our Kids Sail Free promotion for bookings by August 15th for 23, so we can embrace more families into the Princess brand in the Caribbean, get them in the brand, see how great of an experience it is, and then that ultimately will get them up into Alaska sooner.
Well,
yeah, we took our kids when they were 14 and 10, and they loved
time.
It. I agree 100% in terms of family travel.
Could you imagine have not had that experience with your kids? I mean, it's just something like there's no comparable to it in the world, really. So
logic, John, I don't understand. We don't subscribe to that either. I mean, go and the whole world, I mean, that is an education, so you want to include everything of it. I want to go in this direction with you. You know, Arnold Donald, he's been on with us a few times in the past. We've been with him at trade events, even ship christenings. But in a few weeks, he'll be stepping down as Carnival Corporation CEO. I know current COO Josh Weinstein is going to take the helm. Since we also have a large number of people in the industry that listen to this show, should we expect any big changes with this move? So talk about that, and then maybe something that you're most excited about when you look forward in the cruise sector in the coming months.
Well, I can just tell you that Arnold has been an incredible leader, an incredible partner, and a supporter of the Prince's brand, the creation of the Medallion Class experience, and really, you know, pushing the envelope of expanding the market for cruising and making sure that people pay attention to the cruise industry as a whole and why it delivers so much value to the consumer and the importance of travel to the world. And that is just priceless, and my relationship with Arnold couldn't appreciate more, and he's going to be vice chairman, and so he's definitely not going anywhere. And then Josh is also an incredible leader, proven, knows the company inside and out, and has been a great partner of mine for years as well. So I think that what Carnival Corporation brings to the table across all their brands is a steady hand on the tiller. And so I do not expect anything dramatic. I see us continuing to focus on making sure that we're delivering maximum value for our guests, creating maximum value for shareholders, doing that through steady strategy and delivering just great.
Well, it's a good transition. When anytime you go from the CEO and the COO takes over, I mean, it should lead to a steady hand. I would agree
smooth,
with that.
Yeah. So, yeah. John, after today's show, we're going to head to Atlanta for our latest Let's Go America tour. And actually coming up in November, we are working with a few of your colleagues. We are going to take our show, our Let's Go America tour Mediterranean cruise with Seabourn. And so we're going to get back to cruising. We're going to do a live remote from the Ovation. But I say that because for anyone listening who's looking to either, there's certainly a lot of deals for 2023. I know a lot of people are looking at booking now for 2023, but we love shoulder season for any kind of travel. And I love to cruise in the fall. So for anyone listening who would like to take a late summer cruise or to take a look at some of these fall 2022 itineraries, what would you recommend? Any particular areas or regions of the world you'd recommend?
Well, then I think you have to think Caribbean and you have to think Mexico. I mean, we're going to have our ship back in the Caribbean this fall. And when you think about our portfolio, our fleet is just really taking it up a couple of notches through the COVID experience, because now we have, of course, we have the Enchanted, we have Sky, we have Discovery, we have Majestic, we have Regal and Royal, and these are all just the top of the top, which is our Royal Class fleet. And they're all accessible out of L.A., San Francisco, or Fort Lauderdale. So, I mean, everyone can get to a Princess cruise. Mm-hmm. You're sailing on the best ships that we have available, all essentially brand new. And we would love to have everyone. And doing that with the Medallion Class experience, you get the amenities of large ship sailing, but the personalization of a yacht class. Mm-hmm. So, you know, essentially when you're on Princess, you get everything. You get what you're going to have on Seabourn as it relates to a personalized experience. But you're also experiencing those fabulous large ship amenities.
And that is. The Medallion has really set Princess apart significantly. I want to go back to something Mary said on value really quick. Most people, they always will obviously want to score a deal whenever they can. From our experiences, and this would really be for people who maybe haven't cruised, you know, one of the best ways to do that in cruising, it's to book your next cruise while on board your current cruise because of all the terrific offers that are made available to passengers. And so I want you to talk about that. How big a part of your business is it?
That is really important, because think about it. The guest is there. You're immersed in the experience. You've just basically realized how great a value vacation this is. And you go ahead and book that before you leave. But what's different between Princess and anyone else that does this is that the shopping you do in your destination with your Medallion Pay, 7% of those purchases gets folded back into your future cruise credit. So you can actually put a deposit on your next booking with no cash money out of your pocket by just going shopping with your Medallion.
That's exactly why I wanted to bring that up to you, because, again, when I said Medallion really has put you into a different class, that is something that they're not going to find. But for most travelers, if they have never been on a cruise, they don't know that they're shopping for deals online and so forth. The best way we've always found to get your best deal on a cruise is to be on a cruise and then book your next one. So, John, this goes by very quickly. We always appreciate the time that you give us. Thank you very much for the check-in and today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Give our best to your team, and enjoy the rest of the weekend, okay?
What a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time and what you do, and I look forward to seeing you on Princess.
All right, John.
Sounds
take
great.
Care. Thanks.
Sooner than you think. Take care.
Bye now.
All right, Mary. Well, John Padgett, nice to catch up with him.
Yes.
We've got the Seabourn cruise coming, Let's Go America Tour, Mediterranean cruise. We've got Princess with everything going on, but that is really an unbelievable deal that they offer there.
Absolutely. So check into the details of that.
Exactly. So, all right, as we pause for a quick break, everyone, still ahead this hour, we're going to be answering a few of the emails sent in to us. Our destination spotlight on Lancaster, Pennsylvania is also coming up this hour. But next, Bobby's going to patch in Rudy as he talks the do's and don'ts of travel with kids for the right stuff. Also ahead in hour two today, we'll be taking you to France for the Tour de France. State fairs are on the agenda. There's the museum gallery coming and a whole lot more. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.